Deep in darkest Bavaria, a country far, far away from here, there is a little village called Munchen Luncheon. And on the edge of the village, there is a big old castle known as Castle Casserole. And if you look closely through one of the castle windows, you will see Baron Egon Baconburger, the friendliest old toy maker in all of Bavaria, at work making cute and cuddly toys for all the poor children of Munchen Luncheon.
Oh, I do so much enjoy the toys making for all the poor little boys and girls. It so happy makes me that I must sing. All toys I make, they're everywhere. But most of all, I love the teddy bear. Yes, teddy bears are so much fun to make. All cuddly and soft and friendly. And they make such good friends for the children. Don't you, my little chappies? You, little blue one. You have a fine hat to wear. My, yes, that does look nice. All toys I make, they're everywhere. But most of all, I love the teddy bear.
He hummed over and over to himself. You see, Baron Egon loves his work, but best of all, he likes making teddies. He's a kindly old fellow, rather like a teddy himself, round and cuddly, with fluffy white hair and sparkly blue eyes.
You know, when I look in the mirror, I think that the bears are looking so much like me. I think that is why my old wife used to call me Teddy.
One night, as the good Baron sits at his workbench in Castle Casserole, a strange feeling comes over him. Is it indigestion?
I don't think I ate anything bad.
Is it the first sign of a summer cold?
I don't feel I want to sneeze.
A rotten old headache. Or maybe his ingrown toenail is playing him up.
Oh, I feel something very much more strange is happening to me. Oh, this is very peculiar.
My goodness, look at his hair. It's growing long and wild. And his teeth, they're growing long and pointed. And those hands, why, they're all hairy. And the nails have become long black claws. Whatever is happening to the poor Baron?
Oh, dear, oh, heavens, and bless my castle. When I look in the mirror now, it is not the cuddly Baron Baconburger I'm seeing. It is something very horrible. It is a good job I know that it is me, or I would be very scared. What is happening? Why have I changed like this? What is going on? Oh, dear, oh, my, what has happened?
Well, you see, a long, long time ago, a strange spell known as a curse was cast upon the Baconburger family. And since that day, every Baron Baconburger through the years has suffered in this terrible way. And now it's Baron Egon's turn. You see, all that hairiness and nasty teeth and claws means he's turning into a... Oh, I can hardly bring myself to say it. A werewolf.
You know, I seem to remember that my father sometimes was looking like this. I thought it was because he was angry with me and I would run and hide. But I know I am not angry. So why is it happening? Anyway, I must not let it stop me. I have so much to do and 4 special teddies to make. Oh, work, work, work until they are all finished.
And so, even as a werewolf, the Baron carries on making his toys. He especially wants to finish making those 4 special teddy bears. Well, he calls them special. They just look like ordinary cute and cuddly teddies to me. The old Baron works hard and long into the night.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. And bless my castle. It is too difficult to work like this. My long hair keeps tangling with the curtains, and these long claws keep catching in the fur. Really, it is not so good to look like this. No, no.
Just then, the Baron glances through the window and sees a bright full moon in the sky. Ah, now we begin to understand. A full moon can turn people into werewolves. Yes, that must be the reason for the strange change in the Baron.
The moon! The moon! Oh, I do so love the moon. When I see it, it makes me want to howl! Yes, yes, howl!
Now, that same moon is shining on those 4 cuddly teddies. And oh my, those moonbeams are having a strange effect on the bears. Oh no, just like the Baron, they are changing. Their nails are becoming long black claws, and their ears are long and pointed.
Well, my pretties, so now you too are changing. Look at you. You two there have horrible, long, pointing teeth. I shall name you Grizzla and... Do what an awful noise! Yes, you must be named Howler! And look at you, my little friend, with the one big tooth. I shall name you Fang. And you, why, you have no teeth at all. And what good is that then? Ouch! Ooh, but a nasty suck you can give. I shall have to name you Gums. Yes, my little nasties, you have changed like me. But I have become a werewolf. So you must be known as the Werebears. Now, off you go, little Werebears. I am sure there are many adventures waiting for you.
In a moment, you can hear what happens to Howler, Grizzler, Fang and Gums when they're sent to a toy shop in London to be sold by Baron Aegon's cousin, Herman Hamburger. So let us find out how your bear finds himself in the middle of a Werebear adventure.